And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Starting in the Lone Star State, a rather bright light has been shined on some fairly tall tales coming from our nation's second in command. Harris and her team have been spinning quite the yarn about doctors in Texas being unable or unwilling to perform life-saving procedures for expectant mothers. But the data, you know, the facts, well, they tell a different story. In the 22 months following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe, Texas doctors performed 113 medically necessary abortions to save the lives of women. That's an average of just over 5 per month, which is actually higher than the pre-Dobbs average of 2.3. Crossing the border to our neighbors up north, we find an intriguing development in the opioid crisis. The Canadian province of Alberta seen a dramatic 55% decrease in opiate-related deaths compared to last year. How did they achieve this feat, you ask? Well, by focusing on a recovery-based approach rather than the so-called safe supply method favored by their more liberal counterparts. Like British Columbia, where the safer supply model is in full swing, overdose deaths remain alarmingly high. Well, to Nebraska now, a legal battle is brewing over a proposed constitutional amendment that would enshrine a right to abortion. The Nebraska Supreme Court has agreed to hear a challenge to the Protect the Right to Abortion initiative, which opponents argue violates the state's single subject rule. Attorneys for the Thomas More Society point out that this initiative isn't just about establishing a right to abortion before viability. It goes much further, potentially repealing a host of existing laws, including parental notification requirements and bans on dismemberment abortions. Almost like the drafters of the initiative were trying to sneak in a few things under the radar. And in a tale that reads like a rejected script for a courtroom drama, a former teacher in Florida has been sentenced to 5 years in federal prison for threatening a judge over her ruling on the state's parental rights in education bill. Stephen J. Thorne, apparently forgetting the basic tenets of civil discourse, left some rather colorful voicemails for the judge. But hey, he did apologize, and in his letter of apology, he admitted he should have waited at least 72 hours before contacting the judge in a polite and professional manner. Or you could have just kept your opinion to yourself. Nobody says if you think it, you have to say it. Probably would have worked out for you a little bit better than spending 5 years in the clink. And finally, in California, the governments of California and tech giants like Google have reached a $242.5 million agreement to fund local news operations. Governor Newsom hailed this as a, quote, major breakthrough in ensuring the survival of newsrooms, or just being able to spin the story in your favor, however you want to look at it. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.